First, we were told we had to write blogs and articles on our websites. Then we were told to write longer blogs and articles, 3,000 word ones. Now we're told we need to refresh our old articles. When does it end? This is Clickstarter, the regional Australian digital marketing podcast. I'm Dante St. James. There is some evidence to suggest that updating your old blog posts with new information, up-to-date references, and fresh references is actually of more value to your website when it comes to Google than just going and writing new articles. Back when we were first told to start writing blogs, and I'm talking about 2003, 2004, the idea was that writing fresh new content as often as possible meant the search engines like the fledgling Google and others like Yahoo had more stuff to index, which meant that it would be easier to find your business on those lists. After all, if you're producing more fresh stuff than your competitors, you're doing more than your competitors to provide the internet with more information. And that's good, right? That may have been the case in 2004, but move forward to the 2020s, we have an internet that is absolutely awash with information of the good, bad, and ugly variety, and some of it's even just blatantly like false and misleading. Chances are that there is literally millions of articles and pages online containing information about the kinds of things that you do or sell in your business. After all, you're not just competing online with others in your town. You're competing against similar businesses in other cities, other states, and even other countries. That means your blogs and articles are also competing for attention with all those options. Everything competes with everything when it comes to online. Even if your local customers are very unlikely to shop with another kitchenware store that's located in South Africa, you're still competing for attention. The problem with all the rubbish content that has filled up the internet since blogging started to be a thing around the turn of the 21st century is that it gets written once, indexed in Google once, and falls into obscurity as newer, more relevant articles begin to push it down and out. And with so much new content appearing every day online, that older content that doesn't become just older, it becomes less relevant. It might contain incorrect or non-current information, or it may just not be very well written. But if you wrote something about a topic some time ago, that article got some pretty good traction way back then, there could be some value in resurrecting that old thing and refreshing it. You can refresh an article by first adding the word updated at the beginning or end of the title, and just as importantly, make some obvious changes in that very first paragraph of the article, or even better, make significant updates to the very first sentence. Then move throughout the article or blog post and update any information that has changed or has new features or data that you can add that will make it different enough for Google to consider it worthy of re-indexing and reconsidering its position on the index. Then you can even request that Google re-indexes that page yourself if you've got access to Google's Search Console. More on that one another time. When you consider how much material is written on the internet every day about every possible topic, it makes sense that articles that have good traction in the past could find a new life with some fresh updates to it together with some new information. In fact, with all that new stuff appearing every single day online, your quality existing content is likely to do better with a refresh than a completely new post with absolutely no history and no prior context behind it. What next? Go and dig through your old posts and see what you can bring new life to, and perhaps get a bit of new fresh traffic while you're at it. Got a topic you'd like us to cover? Email info@clickstarter.com.au or follow Clickstarter on Facebook. Now get on out there and do something that helps your regional Australian small business get known, get found, and stay known.